The University of Connecticut's women's basketball team's win over Florida State this week marked UConn's 89th consecutive victory, and that's a new NCAA record. Had it not been for a guy named Dwight Clay, UConn might still be pursuing the record. Mr. Clay was the Notre Dame guard who ended the previous record of 88 straight wins by the UCLA men's basketball team when he hit a game-winning shot January 19, 1974.
34, 33, 32, 31. That's Clay, the score!
Dwight Clay joins us from the studios of KDKA in Pittsburgh. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And bring us back to that night in 1974, if you could.
Now, we were down 11 points, 70-59. And I guess it was about 3:25 on the clock, and there was a timeout, and we were in a desperate mood. So we had to do something to change the tempo of the game, so we came out and applied much more pressure.
Well, tell us about that last shot.
Well, we had a two-man game set up for Gary Brokaw and John Shumate. Gary Brokaw was having some success against Jamal Wilkes, and John Shumate was having a good inside game against Bill Walton. Mm-hmm. And the two guards would drift to the corners and clear out. But my man Tommy Curtis, seeing that Brokaw was still having some success against Jamal Wilkes, he started cheating to help. So I drifted to the corner and was waving my arms feverishly to Gary Brokaw to throw me the ball. And he spotted me and threw me the ball, and the rest is history.
The number one ranked UCLA Bruins have been upset by the Irish of Notre Dame.
How far away from the basket were you?
Well, it would be a three-pointer in today's game.
That's what it looked like, yeah. What do you think about UConn's 89 victory streak?
Well, I think it was great. It's great for women's basketball, and it's great for sports in general. Look at all the hype, you know, that it's generating. Mm-hmm. You know, you watch Tennessee and Stanford. I mean, sellout crowds.
Those are two great teams, too, Tennessee and Stanford.
Tennessee played Baylor, sellout crowd. And that's all part of what Connecticut is generating, that type of excitement.
Now, what do you say to people that say the record set by John Wooden and that great team of 88 straight wins back in the 70s is more solid than this streak by UConn because the level of competition in men's basketball at that time was just tougher. UCLA had to contend with Notre Dame, whereas UConn seems to be substantially above almost any other college team right now.
Well, that's true. You have to separate the competition level. But, you know, what Connecticut has done, you know, I don't really believe you can separate that. 88 games is 88 games. That's a hell of a treat.
Well, Mr. Clay, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Dwight Clay, the Notre Dame guard who shot ended UCLA's winning streak in 1974. This is NPR News.